This is JIS News. Coming up, Cabinet approves site for sports museum. Contract signed for construction of bridge on Barbican Way, and U.S. buyers impressed with produce at AgriParks. The news in detail after this message.
Government pensioners, in order to serve you better, the Accountant General's Department has started sending text message alerts and reminders. Get notified when a payment is sent to your account or when your life certificate is due. Keep up to date with developments at the AGD. Get on board to get your text alerts. Just provide your telephone number and an email address. Visit the AGD at Public Building West, King Street, Kingston. Send an email to info@treasury.gov.jm or call 922-832-027. The Accountant General's Department. Serving those who have served.
Now the news. Cabinet has given approval for establishment of a national sports museum on lands in the vicinity of the National Stadium. Sports Minister Natalie Nita Headley says the site chosen is along Arthur Wint Drive beside the renowned statue of Bob Marley. The minister says the construction of the museum, which is in the preliminary planning stage, is part of wider plans to transform the National Stadium complex into a sporting village. She says when completed, the museum will boast a wide range of features.
It will be an interactive museum. You'll be able to have some audiovisual contact. You'll be able to do a little racing against an athlete of prominence. And so kids will come and enjoy it. We are appealing to the diaspora. We will need additional funding and contributions to be able to get to the point of building.
The sports minister was speaking in an interview with JIS News. The government has signed a contract valued at over $12 million for the construction of a major bridge on Barbican Way in St. Andrew, which links most of the communities in the area. Work on the new bridge will be carried out over the next 4 months. It will replace the old structure built several years ago, which has been deemed unsafe for pedestrians. State Minister for Transport, Works and Housing Richard Azan says the bridge will be able to accommodate two lanes of traffic.
We wouldn't want to put up a single lane bridge again, because I think we have passed that all the bridges that we are doing to make sure that you have a two-way traffic and to make sure that areas that you have a little sidewalk.
Mr. Azan was speaking at a contract signing ceremony in Kingston Tuesday. He says the Barbican Bridge is one of several that will be rehabilitated or built during the current financial year. The Jamaican Foundation for Lifelong Learning, JFLL, is seeking to revive and expand its network of partner institutions as part of plans to extend its reach to more communities. Executive Director Warrell Hibbert says the agency is looking to partner with a number of institutions, including schools, teachers' colleges, churches, and community centers, to provide further learning opportunities for persons in need. Mr. Hibbert adds that the JFLL is in dialogue with the Ministry of Education to explore ways in which the recently closed schools in the formal education system can be repurposed for use as adult education centers. Meanwhile, Mr. Hibbert says the agency is engaged in a series of facilitator training sessions to ensure impactful delivery of the high school diploma equivalency curriculum. The sessions, to be completed by the end of August, include instructional methods in the teaching of adults. And fresh produce buyers from the United States who visited the island recently say they are impressed with the high quality of produce coming out of the AgriParks. The buyers toured AgriParks at Plant in Garden River and Yalas in St. Thomas, Amity Hall, St. Catherine, Ebony Park and Spring Plains in Clarendon, Duff House in St. Elizabeth, and had face-to-face meetings with farmers. The tour formed part of work being done under the Agricultural Competitiveness Program to increase the country's exports. Marketing consultant for the project, Dr. Derek Deslandes, says through the program, production is being ramped up in the AgriParks to meet the demand for Jamaican produce in the international market.
This is the first step in the process. We will now identify what are the common products that the buyers are interested in and that we think we can grow competitively. Ones that we can grow immediately, so for example, pumpkins, okra, they're also interested in guineps.
The Agricultural Competitiveness Program, valued at $15 million, involves key partners such as the Inter-American Institute for Cooperation in Agriculture, Rural Agricultural Development Authority, National Irrigation Commission, Jamaica Promotions, and the Agro-Investment Corporation. That was the JIS News. I'm Arroyo Eubanks.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.